Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The debrief, July 1, 2024. There's a piece, or I guess now pieces, of NFL content. I feel like the fear is out there for even me, who can't take this stuff in enough, that it is being overdone. How many types of Hard Knocks do we need? Does the NFL and HBO think we need? We have the Giants Hard Knocks, which was covering their offseason, that will debut tomorrow. We have our usual Hard Knocks with the Bears. Once we get to training camp, and then we have the in-season Hard Knocks, which, yeah, we will be inclined to watch and entertain by because it has the AFC North featured. But have either of you watched the in-season Hard Knocks seasons that have gone by in the last few years?
Not a single episode. Maybe I've seen a highlight or an interaction that made waves that was chopped up and put on social media so people could see a 30-second behind the curtains or behind closed doors interaction that was interesting. I think there's too much football going on during the season, and there's games on Sundays, there's Mondays, there's Thursdays, plus you've got college on Saturdays. I don't think there's time to watch it like there is in training camp before you're getting yourself into football mode, so you watch the Hard Knocks that goes on while they're in training camp. I think they should take the in-season Hard Knocks and air it when the season ends. Just like they did with that quarterback series on Netflix. That was very popular with Mahomes and Cousins and those guys, not because they were showing it every week during the season, but they waited and they put it out there at the end.
Dead period.
When it was February or March and people were without real football to watch. If we came in here in late February and there were episodes of that Hard Knock show that was rehashing what we thought might have happened.
But now we're getting the real look at it.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that would be a fair way to get me more interested in watching it. I still haven't watched it. You know what these are to me, Hard Knocks? It's like CSI now.
How about Law & Order? They've got a bunch of spinoffs.
They went Law & Order. Then SVU kind of just pushed regular Law & Order to the side, and it just became SVU. Then they tried to do Criminal Intent, and then I think they had another one that was very dumb.
But CSI had a bunch of cities.
It was CSI Miami, where they had the guy put on the glasses, David Caruso. CSI New Orleans, CSI New York, and then you knew they were out of ideas when they went back to Vegas where it started and called it CSI Las Vegas. So there have been two Las Vegas ones. The first one and the most recent. Like, stop. We don't need more CSIs. I feel the same way about Hard Knocks that I do about that. We don't need more. What is going to be? Hard Knocks, the equipment manager life?
I just think there's a saturation point during the season, and people are always going to choose watching football games than watching either people talk about football or behind the scenes
football.
I'll
always believe, since they've changed the editorial like structure and control from the original Hard Knocks, where it was very much unfettered access, I'll always believe that everyone's pulling a punch to some degree or another.
Or if they're not, they're leaving it on the cutting room floor and not letting us see what actually happened.
Functionally, it's the same thing. Yeah, yep. There's editorial control for the teams and the people involved here that shields them from saying anything truly
interesting. Donnie, is the Giants offseason one just their GM and coaches talking about moves?
So that's what I wondered. Like, it's just their front office guys, like, going over, like, who they've lost, who they want to bring in.
I got to be honest, though. If right now there was a Steelers Hard Knocks and it was Tomlin, Khan, and Weidel talking about all of their offseason moves, like what really happened with Pickett, how the quarterback things went down.
You would never get the full story on Pickett. See, right there, that's what would piss me off. I know.
They would cover that up in some
way. There's no way that say the real story was, just for example, pretty explosive and painted both sides, but maybe Pickett more than them, but even them a little bit in a bad light. Like, they had some things they wish they could have done differently. There is no way anymore that would actually see the light of day. No way.
I kind of disagree with you. I think in this situation, we're discussing something that makes the guy that left town look bad. The team has final call on what makes the show. If they leaked it to reporters the way that things went down with Kenny, why wouldn't they want their own version of it to be out there? Especially, like, if there's video of Kenny.
Leaking it to reporters is one thing, though. Putting your name and face on it.
But if there's video of Kenny coming in and saying, I want out, I don't want to be here anymore. I think they'd absolutely want that video out there.
That's different. But if there's no video, there's no way you're getting the full truth there.
Well, the Giants are one of your favorite teams, Pony. I mean, that's who you're rooting for.
I'm not going to watch it.
He's given up on them. He's given up on them and the Mets, by and large.
I mean, it is kind of tough, too, because we talked about this earlier in the offseason. I don't know if this is some way to try and drum up interest in the Giants, even though they are one of the biggest markets in the league. They have to be one of the most, if not the single most uninteresting team heading into the season.
Well, the most interesting...
There's, like, not even a single thing you can pull from them, like rookie quarterback, new quarterback, like any... You know, Malik Nabers is probably it. That's about it.
My biggest thing is all the weight that Brian Daboll and his wife lost. Have you seen the before and after pictures on them?
No.
In a year, Daboll's lost a ton of weight. He looks like he's probably around Donnie's weight now. Mm-hmm. His wife looks like a totally different human.
Now, do we think Daboll...
I think it's an Ozempic miracle.
Do we think that Daboll... He'll put it back on then.
Why is that?
I think they have a pretty high recidivism rate there with that, because you're not changing any habits or anything. You're just... taking basically...
Well, you're allowed to change your habits once you do it, but I hear what you're saying. It's just kind of like a quick fix.
Correct. Not a lasting fix. Awaken180weightloss.com.
Good job. But I'm telling you, if you search Brian Daboll wife, because that's the easiest way to get the pictures of them together, mm-hmm. Dove Kleiman, our friend, has a picture that 4.1 million people have seen of the Daboll family when he got hired versus what they looked at as a... what they looked like at a Giants event last month.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even recognize his wife. And it's the same person.
Yeah, she looks significantly more thin.
Yes, she does.
But even her face, like...
Yeah, her face looks very different. I mean, good for both of them. Her face looks very different. He still looks like a burly fella.
What if Malzi went up to them and said, Ozempic... You look great, but you're going to put that weight right back on, Beth.
Well, I am cracking
Enjoy it now, because you're going to put that weight.
I am cracking up right at the very first reply I see. Using Ozempic is not impressive, LOL.
Oh, the people like you guys that work hard to lose the weight, you get very upset at those Ozempic folks.
I've read the stories that say that it doesn't really have maybe the lasting impact. There's too many people that put it back on.
You boys think it's a shortcut.
Well, I mean, it is, and but that's the issue, though. Like, what Malzi said is the issue. It doesn't really teach anybody anything. They just think, I'll take pill, I'll lose weight, I'll put weight back on, I'll try to take pill
again. See what this was? I'm holding up in front of the camera, Donnie. It's an empty thing of cut vegetables with a little avocado oil, a little balsamic, a little seasoning. Got some fruit in the back there, ate an apple.
I know that's tremendous.
And loving life.
But
feeling good. What, Pony?
I know eating right is the way to go, but you just...
Oh, you're Mr. Anti-Nitrates. What are you acting like suddenly you aren't thinking about this every second of the day?
If you had come in here and that...
Container?
And that container was filled to the brim with, like, soft pretzels, I'd be so much more excited.
Why? Because
they're amazing.
I know they are, and I still enjoy them once in a while. He definitely did not get the glow his wife got. They also, I think, found an extraordinarily unflattering photo, the before photo of his wife. Like, he just looks like a burly football coach.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.